It's time you got in the game, mate. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Get a domain name and complete email. Get in the game at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com.
This is Punky. This is Gooper.
Hello!
Oh my goodness. Oh dear. You've reached Punky at a critical time in our lives when we've been kicked out of our studio and we've got a new studio.
We've dug one.
And this is our new studio, which we've built in the middle of a tree. Welcome to Punky. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
I'm Tony Hearn.
And if the quality of the show isn't quite up with what it would normally be, that's because we're having to start from scratch a year down the line, just when we get the chance to be nominated, get through the finals of the Podcast Peer Awards, when people are going, yeah, Punky, they're the boys, they're professional, they're great, they're superb. We've had to build a studio in a tree. We're going to do some, we're going to take some photos, aren't we?
Yes.
Because I think Barefoot Radio are going to be very worried about the standard of us. So, it's a Monkey special.
Monkey special.
And we will try and get the mics right in future weeks. I realise we might not sound as good as normal. Expect music tonight from Russia, the USA, Belgium, London Town, and right here in good old Mansfield.
Yes.
Nice.
Live from the Punky Bunker.
We have a word of the week, but it will come out in emails and messages or something.
Okay.
Lots of things to talk about, including our new T-shirts. It's the return of Clito this week with a Virgo horoscope. But first up, a band that we have played before, Tone.
Okay.
And they're called Monkey Island, and this is a single that came out in May, but it only came out on vinyl. They did send us a CD copy. I never found the time to play it. I'm finding the time now.
Nice.
Thing is, though, the band called Monkey Island, Tony. Can you guess their email address?
Email address?
Yeah. Email? That's a bit weird, isn't it? Can you guess their website address? Although their email address is info@thewebsite.com.
Oh, right, I was going to say that as well. Yeah. Is it monkeyisland.com?
No.
Is it monkeyislandband.com?
No.
Monkeyisland.co.uk?
No, you've got the .com, you've got the Monkey Island. It's Monkey Island and what country they're from.com.
Oh, crap. Where are they from? That would be a bit of a clue, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Monkey Island, US.
Nearly. One letter out.
UK.
Yes.
MonkeyIslandUK.com.
Come on.
Wow.
You gem. Right then. So, if I can work out how to do these new levels and things and beds and that, if I just start this off, this is Feel Good for Nothing. Are you all set, Tone, to turn things down?
Oh, yes.
This is quite exciting, isn't it? This is Monkey Island and Feel Good for Nothing.
Take on Moses, keeper. Mastiff balls, it's Leisha. Kutcher, cornucopia. It's a favourite cause here. Yeah. Show Cornucopia. It's your favourite course here.
Right, I think that's it.
That sounds about it to me.
I think that's about the end of that one. So that was Monkey Island and Feel Good for Nothing. And if you want to find out more about them, like all the bands we've got this week, they will be on our MySpace Top 24 on our website, myspace.com/punkyradio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or monkeyislanduk.com. Find out more about them. They are big in London town. And if you're not from London town, you probably don't know that.
Right. So they are from London then.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I didn't really make that entirely clear, did I?
Yeah.
So,
Your bed.
What, sorry? I should start my bed, shouldn't I? Sorry about that. It's okay. New fucking studios, man.
It's that Punky Bunker.
It is the Punky Bunker.
We've been digging it all weekend.
It will be one day.
Hollowing out that tree.
Thank the Lord that no matter what happens in our lives, there is the one constant that is Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers.
We might have moved for this or here.
MySpace, latest comments.
Okay.
Easiest way to just leave us a message about any old bollocks is to get in touch with us through myspace.com/punkyradio. More news of further profiles later on in the programme.
Oh, God, yeah.
Here comes the first one, though. This is Who I Really Am. It's not Who I Really Am. It's from This Is Who I Really Am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Confused.
Cooper. Oi, smacktards. The Wiggles scare everyone, don't you think? I can't believe that the public is actually letting them brainwash their children into eternity. They are almost as bad as the Teletubbies, only not gay. Thank my friend Lindsay Mortimer. I won't give out a MySpace address here.
No.
Thank my friend Lindsay Mortimer for turning me onto your show. I love you guys. Now play Stand Up for England just for me. This message will self-destruct. Dot, dot, dot. Boom! Evil love. This is who I really am. We've played a Stand Up for England before, love. You're a few months too late with the old World Cup and that. This one is from the Emperor's Eyes Upon You.
Okay.
Yes. Goopar, goopar. Little extra R there, we don't need geese. Goopar, goopar. What's happening, my two cunt crazed smacktardian twats? Nice to know that the language is lightening up for my listeners.
Yeah.
Bloody Florida sucks balls. Damn hurricanes everywhere. Oh well. They can go and blow Tony for all I care. Laugh out loud. Blow Tony. That's funny. Also, I want to rant about freaking freshmen at my high school. Here we go. What the hell is up with them all acting like freaking seniors? I mean, it's funny to see them try to fight you. It's funny to see them try to fight you, which happened to me. So I tell the kid to fuck off before I kick his ass. The fucker smacks my goddamn ass, and I fucking whop him on his face. The damn Guido needs to go to fucking hell. You know what? That kid can sag all mine a carful. Suck my balls. Well, that's all I have to say. Keep up the good work and keep... What's this PW Ning thing, Tone?
PW Ning.
PW Ning.
I haven't got a clue.
Is it pawning or owning? Is it another way of
maybe
saying...
Maybe it's owning or something.
We don't know about
I'm
this
not,
PW
I'm
Ning
not down with the kids.
That you youngins say. And keep PW Ning noobs. Also, fucking noobs on Counter-Strike, they suck. Suck balls. Lots of balls. The Emperor's Eye is upon you. That reminds me, right, of that fantastic poem by Spike Milligan. You know Spike Milligan's fantastic poem?
No.
On the Ning Nang Nong?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know it?
I think I've heard it once in my life.
On the Ning Nang Nong, where the cows go bong and the monkeys all say boo, there's a Nong Nang Ning, where the trees go ping and the teapots jibber jabber joo. On the Nong Ning Nang, all the mice go clang, but you just can't catch them when they do. So it's Ning Nang Nong, cows go bong, Nong Nang Ning, trees go ping, Nong Ning Nang, mice go clang. What a noisy place to belong is the Ning Nang Ning Nang Nong. Spike's a genius. And that is off the top of my head as well.
That was impressive.
Off the top of my head. Right.
Nice
part
work.
Three. This is my... And that's not even for Poetry Corner. We've got two poems for Poetry Corner this week. Our listeners, whenever people say, oh, Paul, you know, your listeners, all they do is swear and that. Two separate haikus this week.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This one's from Kayla. And I'm really pleased about it. Kayla's one of our regular contributors.
I believe she's in the TTN as well.
I believe so, but we're not talking about those yet.
Oh, no, it's true. No, we're not.
This is my random amusing moment of the day while stuck in the hellish second period class that they call driver's education, a class I never even signed up for. I was paired with a girl who should never be allowed behind the wheel. My amusing moment came when she was doing the straight backing drill. See, I don't know about this driver's education, but it just sounds like a sex film. When she was doing the straight backing drill, all she had to do was back the car up straight and stop the car. She didn't stop the car and annihilated the poor cone. At which point she explained, oh my God, I didn't see it. To which I replied, and that's why you've got to be always looking. Thank you, Kayla. Right, Marv.
Right.
Regular listener to the show.
Yep.
We don't mention it very often. That's bad of us. This must be the best fucking radio show of all time. What more needs to be said? It's more than the dog's bollocks. It's a fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex's bollocks. Later, Marv.
Cool.
Of course, that's why Tyrannosaurus Rex, and that's easy for me to say.
Uh-huh.
That's why Tyrannosaurus Rex was so angry, of course. Because he couldn't reach his bollocks to have a wank, could he? He couldn't reach his cock. He had those little arms and it was miles away. And he couldn't reach it. And I'm going to have to go extinct. Okay. Now, this one, I don't think I've written... Oh, right, this one is... This one's from the guy... You know when we did that Motor Sound special?
Yeah.
Well, the guy who runs the label has been listening ever since. And to my shame, I haven't got his name to hand. I can probably find it. Anyway, this is from him. How's it going, lads? Here's the thing. I'm putting together a crack international crew to rob a bank. The Motor Sounds Gentlemen Thieves. I've got the driver sorted. I've got two thugs to shoot cops and tellers. I've got someone to make a mixtape for the getaway car. I've got someone to add Elvisness to the whole thing. I think you boys could bring the humour to the party. If we can't shoot someone, you could slag them off via a loudhailer and make them cry. It could mean the difference between success and failure. You never know when you're going to come up against someone who's stubborn but fragile. What
nice.
Do you think? We know someone...
We are outlaws.
And we know someone who's stubborn and fragile, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And last one, because we do normally do five, but I've got six this week. Just because this one, you'll like this one, Tone. This
right.
one's from I Live By The River, little Clash fan here. If I close my eyes, your version of Love Machine sounds like it could be Nirvana. Peace out.
I've been tempted to put the alcohol version of that up on my page. I might do that.
I think I Live By The River needs to get out more.
Yeah, true, right.
Right,
okay.
What have you got there?
I've got the podcast out of comments. If you haven't voted for us yet, please do. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there is an important please vote for us link. Click on that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment. If you wish to be read out, we choose the top comments. And here they are. I think we're second this month, by the way, currently.
So far, so good.
Just behind the video
the cheats,
game
yeah.
bollocks
just
thing.
The cheats. Who yeah. are even making out they're not cheats.
Yeah, because they say, oh, we weighed up into the early hours and the chat rooms.
They're not crybabies, mate.
Yeah, they are.
The gamers.
Do what?
Gamers.
Okay, just checking. Right then. Always looking.
Always looking.
Hey there, Pissmops.
Hello.
I started listening after the TGN ad hoc with the most wonderful Paulie B and have been hooked ever since. I've been using the medium of shouting Kittenblurred at my friends to spread the punky word.
Kittenblurred.
They ask what the crapola I'm shouting and I explain and then it cuts off.
Oh,
I'm
dear.
Gloriously random.
Oh,
thank you very much. Woo! Ooh, funky,
easy.
Punky. I'll sing you a song. Oh, how I love punky. Listen and vote or B will make you eat Marmite. Yeah, not the best song.
That's a shit song.
Yeah, shit, isn't it? From a fire inside.
That's
Marmite.
A rubbish song.
The Marmite debate grows big and powerful on the
On groups. Our forums. Talk about it,
yep.
it later on.
Slap faces from outer space. You fucking fuckheads. I love your fucking sucking podcast show. Fuckers! Keep on fucking around in my iPod. See you in wanker heaven, you fuckers. Cheers and fuck.
It's like, you fucking fuckheads.
Oh, thank you. That's from Orangutan Claws. Orangutan
Claws? All the way from Austria.
All the way from Austria.
I like Austria. But you'd have to go back to some very old shows to hear about that.
Okay.
Me skiing.
Maybe it's... Oh, yeah. I remember that. Turd cutter. You mean a girl's behind? As in, she has a lovely turd cutter. Have you seen her turd cutter? I guess from Femme Livet. I assume that's his...
Ah, no, that's right. I should have had those two comments the other way around. You read the one after it.
Got you.
And then read that one again.
Oh,
sorry about that, man.
Nice.
My fault.
Right. Gooper gooper. And all those other words and key phrases Punky's added to my vocabulary. How about this one? Turd cutter.
There you go.
Here we go. Oh, play that backwards and it make perfect sense. Slot that the memento.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's from Scott.
And that is this week's word of the week.
Turd cutter.
Turd cutter.
It's a like girls behind.
It's a ruder way of saying bum.
As in she has a lovely turd cutter. Well, have you seen her turd cutter?
Look at the turd cutter on that. It can also be used, oh, you absolute turd cutter. Mine is more of a turd crimper.
It's a beautiful, beautiful image. Tony's my favourite. He's great. I love me. That's from Tony.
I thought it would be best that I made you read that out.
I forgot I did that.
In fact, read that one again, Tony, so everyone knows that, in fact, you fancy yourself more than I fancy me.
Tony's my favourite. He's great. I love me, Tony. I was very pleased about that.
Sad, sad man.
The ones I voted for myself. Anyway, hello, punkies.
Hello.
First of all, you guys are great. I come
Thank
from Slovenia.
You. Yes.
It's not the light bulb factory. And I love to listen to your podcast. And my dad does too. Although he's over 40, he still acts like he's 17 and loves the music you play. Kisses to you guys. Bye. That's from Tina Foxy Roxy.
I love Tina Foxy Roxy
so
and a 40-plus Slovenian dad. Hello to you two.
And
oh,
finally,
that's it. Look, that's it. That's my bed's gone.
One left. Cheese strings. Tony.
Tell
the story about getting crabs in Prague and what your excuse for the tub of Vaseline was when it fell out of nothing to declare.
And have you
that's
got...
That's some Robster, age and 7 3/4.
What's that?
That's just my friend Robster being very strange.
Yeah.
Because he's a nutter.
Yeah, so what happening?
Nothing at all. I don't know what he's on about.
Are you sure? Look,
crabs
I've got
in
some
Prague.
Music back again. Mm. Look.
Nah. Yeah. Don't remember it. I must have been drunk.
Oh, I am. Okie dokie.
That's the PK comments.
Well, Rob,
comments.
That was pathetic. I hope you're thoroughly ashamed.
He does have 7 in his MySpace profile.
Please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. It's a new month.
It is.
Easy way to do it. Go to punkyradio.com and click on the link or on our myspace.com/punkyradio. Look for the bit that says vote for us here, mister.
Yeah, or you just do something. Type your email address in and hit the button.
Well, seeing as we've been doing this podcast for about 20 minutes now, Tony, I suppose we ought to do song 2.
Okay.
Let's. Now then, this is a monkey special.
Yes.
This is another band with monkey in the title. 4 of the bands have got monkey in the title. One of them has got monkey in the title of the song.
Okay.
Anyway, we have played a song by these a few weeks back. Strangely enough, it is from the Blood on the Scratch Plate 65 compilation that our friends at Motor Sound sent us.
All right.
I'm loving Motor Sounds. In fact, I strongly recommend you buy this sampler. Just go and see them. It's motorsoundsrecords.com. Find out about the CD. Absolutely brilliant. We've played nearly half of it. This one is by Rock and Roll Monkey and the Robots. At the moment, right, yeah. It's Tony 1, Internet 0.
Yes.
All right. Rock and Roll Monkey and the Robots, Tony.
Uh-huh.
What is their website?
Rockandrollmonkeyandtherobots.com?
No.
Rockandrollmonkey.com?
No.
Rock and Roll... I don't know. Rockandrollmonkeyband.com?
No. You got the .com?
I've got...
That's all so far.
Has it got monkey in it?
No.
Oh, rubbish. Therobots.com. I have no idea.
That nearly, mate. It's drastic-plastic.com.
Oh, you can see where I got it wrong, can you?
Yeah, I know. You were on the right track.
Yeah.
This track's called Shaky Jake.
Okay.
This might be about the slightly unhinged bloke who caused us a bit of grief last week.
Yeah.
Are you ready to turn down my beds?
Oh, yes.
Right, I'm starting a song now. Here goes. This is Shaky Jake. Oh.
Stacey Shepherd. Shout it out, Stacey. What's the 45 wine? Have you done a Dennis with a $1.90 man? Comes a sharp dressed man, sweet and slick. Guitar in his hand. Can't play a single lick. You gotta shake, 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 shake. Shake, 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 shake. You better break, 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 break. Shake, 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 shake. Shake and Jake was shake, 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 shake. For shake, 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 shake. Break, 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 break. For shake, 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 shake.
Every sleep, that's all eat. And roll away, hug on the baby all day.
That is Shaky Jake, and that was a bit that shouldn't have been on there, because in the new studio that we're in, that has been carved out of oak.
it's funny because it's true.
Yeah, it's funny because it's true. It also sounded particularly amateurish this week. But Will Sussett.
Oh, gotcha.
And this is Mustang Lightning. Thank you so much, Mustang Lightning, for sending us that stuff. Right, that was Shaky Jake by Rock and Roll Monkey and the Robots. And this is Emails and Messages.
Nice.
Now, these aren't as normal this week. What I've done this week is it's an email conversation that I had with a very lovely lady called Kelly, who makes a podcast herself. And I've forgotten to bring the information in about it.
Right.
Sorry, Kelly. We'll sort that out next week.
We should be on MySpace.24.
Hey, we'll maybe sort that out in post. You see, when most people say we'll sort that out in post, what they mean is we'll sort that out in post-production. What we mean is we'll sort that out in post. We'll have to post something to you. because everything in the studio is made out of wood. So, look, I got very confused this week. Word of the week is turd cutter, you turd cutter.
Yes, right? Thank you very much.
So imagine my surprise when I get this through from Kelly about a week ago. If you are having difficulty coming up with a word of the week, could I offer a suggestion? It's a word I find extremely sexy. Pepper.
Pepper?
Yeah.
Nothing
just,
else.
Just trying to help.
Just pepper.
Just trying to help. Well then, Kelly. So I
sent her, sweet and innocent.
I sent her this message back saying, thanks, I think. What the bloody hell are you on about, Kelly? Pepper? Pepper? How is that going to help the world's youth develop a new secret language of puerile abuse they can say openly in front of their parents without getting into trouble? Thanks for the suggestion. We'll probably use it anyway. Poorly be. So I get this message back. Ha-ha. I had no idea what word of the week was. Now, I need to stop you right there. If you've got no idea what word of the week was, why are you fucking sending me a word of the week? Ha-ha. I had no idea what word of the week was. I'm new to the show. I just heard you did not have one. I like the word pepper. What can I say? So, anyway, glad I found your show, or your show found me. Whichever. Pepper. Kelly. All right. So, I thought, she's just not getting this. So, I've sent one back saying, hi, Kelly. Check out punkyradio.com and hit swear Sperranto for the words of the week over the last year. I think you'll see why I was confused by pepper. Paulie B. And then I get this message back saying, oh, like sugar, honey, ice, tea. No! I've had to screw that up and throw it away. That's made me so angry. I might do Poetry Corner now. Should we do Poetry Corner now?
Go for it.
Should we have an early Poetry Corner?
Okay, yeah.
We'll find out what Kelly's podcast is and you can all write in abuse to her. Right, so every week on... Well, we'd like it to be every week on the show, but...
Yeah.
You send in your poems and we read them out, right? This isn't like air out my shorts.
No.
Because we read out the poems properly, not the way they fuck up stories.
We're more highbrow than that.
We are significantly more highbrow than those pseudo would-be intellectual...
We live in a tree.
Sluttish, tiny-handed, Canardan freak jobs. That's right, we live in a tree. See, there's the proof. So, and this week, we ended up with not one, but two haikus. Do you remember a few weeks ago, we had a load of haikus came in from Jeff Ugly Shoes in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. An odd place to be writing Japanese poems. And we read them all out in my best Japanese accent.
Yeah.
We've had this one through since then. And we put them up on the website. Every poem you send in, unless it's really shit, gets on the Punky Radio. So it's worth it, right? So this came through from Poco. He says, as inspired by Jeff Ugly Shoes' beautiful poems, please read in Japanese voice. Here he goes. My dick, it's so hot, Oh, I'll have to start again. My dick, it's so tiny. Size Tony. Last poll. Thank you very much. Poco. Very nice.
That's beautiful, man.
Next up, you might have read some of this one out already, but I don't think so. Paulie B, I just voted for you on Podcast Alley with a haiku. But the PA4 messed it up. Oh, right, here he goes. Yeah, this is the one I think you might have read. It's supposed to read like this. Paulie B. I imagine in a Japanese accent. Paulie B. Tony, punky host, always looking for Zuffle Bell End. On Podcast Alley, it just looks like a run-on sentence. So I thought I'd email you the haiku, as it's meant to be.
Beautiful, man.
Cheers, Twilight. And Twilight has ordered a punky T-shirt and is going to wear it at some podcasting expo.
In fact, she's ordered two.
She's ordered two. She must have enormous breasts.
What each?
Oh, no, there's her, and Thebes is a tit. All right, so that's it. Listen, man, I haven't sorted out a thingamy. I haven't sorted out the next track.
Okay. Do you want to do Is a Twat?
Why don't you do... Yeah, yeah. Okay. Why don't you do Is a Twat?
Okay, then. In spirit of corporation.
There's a lot of content in this section.
Okay. If you have a twat to nominate, I'm a bit short of twats today, this week. So please email me your twats.
That's not like you're trying to be short of twats.
I know. I'm usually a twats fest. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Make them funny. Thank you. This week's is from Mia, from Buffalo, in New York.
Nice place.
I've never been there.
It's the home of the Wings, you know.
Oh, yes. I enjoy them frequently.
Yes. Rather.
Gooper, do I have a twat recommendation for you?
I don't know.
My friends and I were seen in the hallway of our lovely Catholic school one day after school in June.
Oh, it's another school one, then.
Yes. You know where this is going.
Yeah.
Hardly studying and waiting for each of our turns to go into our French classroom to separately complete our French orals. Wait for gag. For our final exam.
Say that again. And wait for the gag, and I'll try and come up with something.
Okay. So they're waiting. After school in June, hardly studying and waiting for each of our turns to go into the French classroom to separately complete our French orals.
Oh, matron.
Nice. For our final exam. Although the rules of said school clearly state that a musical device of any sort cannot be used during the school day, it says nothing about after school use. So my friend Lauren pulls out MP3 player and decides to listen. Well, our English teacher, the self-proclaimed former punk, comes walking, more like waddling, down the hall.
More like waddling. Is that a fat punk?
Yeah, fat punk.
Fat ex-punk.
Down the hall and shoves
or
his hand in
fep,
front...
as I call them. Oh, look, we've run out of fucking... I'm just going to start this again, man.
And shoves his hand in front of her face. Now, my teacher, Mr. Ralph Andalina, is not a small man. He is literally 400 pounds and sweats a lot.
He's a big man.
He sweats a lot, wears pink preppy polo shirts and emo glasses.
That's easy for you to say.
Yes,
it was.
Wears
what?
Pink preppy polo shirts and emo glasses.
What? What? Pizza Piper, pink peg,
pink preppy polo shirts.
Pink preppy polo shirts.
It's the new purple burglar alarm. He begins to demand that her MP3 player be handed over, and of course, we come to her defence, pointing out the rules, etc. Because he wasn't getting his own way and being the smacktard that he is,
smacktard,
he runs down the 40-foot hallway, shouting to all the teachers around her about how disrespectful we are, and since when can students tell teachers how to do their jobs? Next, he barges to the principal's classroom, which is full of oblivious students, and whines to her about the same shit he shouted down the hall.
Whining.
So she came over to us and took Lauren's MP3 player away.
Ex-punk.
Sweaty with your pink preppy polo shirt.
Turd cutter.
So she came over, took away the MP3 player, scolded us for disrespecting authority.
They get scolded for doing this.
Scolded with hot water.
My goodness. That's they pour boiling water on the children.
It is a Catholic school.
New York State.
What
do you mean it is a Catholic school?
Well, they,
surely they should be stripping them naked and birching them before they scold them.
That's right. So anyway, within a week, Lauren got her MP3 player back when her dad came in and demanded it. Thankfully, I don't have to deal with any of those fuckers all that shit next year because I will be moving on to high school. That's Mia from Buffalo, New York.
So, I'm one step ahead, mate. Production values.
Too many buttons.
Production values.
In the tree. Okay, so, Ralph Andalina from Buffalo, New York
is a twat. Check
smooth.
Me out. Check out my bad self.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? A very interesting fact about Buffalo.
What's that?
Backwards is Olafub.
You're not wrong.
That's a very interesting fact.
Yeah.
Very interesting fact.
Brilliant.
Is it time for track three?
I believe it is.
Right, so you're going to fade out my thingamies this time, are you?
You watch me
actually, right, watch your fade, because you know it takes a few seconds to get this going. This is yet another track from Blood on the Scratch Plate 65. Can you believe it? Motor Sounds are going nuts. And this is, again, a band that we have played before, but we haven't played this one. This is Secret Agent Men. And You'll Never Make a Monkey Out of Me.
Okay.
So it's in with our monkey special. Thing is, you've had a go at getting their website right before. I will give you the clue, Tone, that they are Belgian. Right?
Right.
What have you done with my lovely music?
I thought you were going to play the track. I completely forgot about the...
Prick. You turd cutter.
Thank you very much.
Right, so, what is that? Right, so they're called Secret Agent Men. They're from Belgium. What's the website? It's one all at the moment.
Secret
Tony
Agent,
B Internet.
SecretAgentMen.be.
Oh, you're there first time.
Oh, you?
Absolutely classic. All set?
Yes.
You'll never make a monkey out of me.
I was looking at the monkey in the tree. Doing it very fast, make a fool of me. Taking the piss off the way I walk. One's even shouting about the way I talk. You'll never make a monkey out of me. baby at the end of the street. Well, her ass was big and she looked so sweet. Said, come on, little baby, if you please. Come along with me, let's swing from the trees. Baby, I'll never make a monkey out of me. Spent 20 years wondering what's that smell. Took another 20 before I could tell. 10 years of bananas, she was growing fur. I was stuck with her. You kind of said you got to breathe. The woman has made a monkey of me.
Right, that's the end of that one then.
Smooth sailing. Didn't I just say that's going quite smooth?
Yeah, and I've just realised I haven't got my thing that I was supposed to have my thing on there. Oh, that's on there. Right then. So, next week we might have more of a clue. We might do this lay back on a branch. Yeah. That was the Secret Agent Men, and You'll Never Make a Monkey Out of Me. And it's from this brilliant sampler. And as I say, secretagentmen.be. They will, as with the other bands this week, be on our MySpace top friends. Now, we've got some other MySpace profiles now as well.
We have.
Do you want to do your extra one first, seeing as you're in more trouble than I am, mate?
Okay, yeah. So, the Tony fan club. There's a faction on there called Treat Tony Nicely.
Inspired by Total Talk Nonsense.
Yes.
Hence the TTN.
So it's TTN, Treat Tony Nicely. It's myspace.com/Treat Tony Nicely. And I believe they're in our top 24. Although Paul might remove them, I don't know.
I'll be removing them anytime soon.
So you might need to type it in. myspace.com/treat Tony Nicely. I wrongly said last week that they were, that if you hate Paul, to join, and that was incorrect.
Yes. Now,
it was in jest.
There's been a backlash to what you said, though, Tony.
Yes,
you
I
see, that's
that.
The thing. Treat Tony Nicely was just that. It was an opportunity for people that maybe don't like the way I can occasionally treat you.
Uh-huh.
Because it has been said once or twice, I have maybe been a little bit rude or dismissive with you. I don't see it myself.
Only occasionally.
But they've set up Treat Tony Nicely. Like, it's kind of in homage to Total Talk Nonsense.
Yep.
Who are our favourite podcast.
They are.
We can't even talk about them anymore. We don't have time, but they are our favourite.
No, they're a band and we have our own studio.
They talk about us every week and we love them for it, but we don't. We run out of fucking time.
We ain't got time.
But do listen to them. They are the second best podcast in the world after us. And that's official.
Yes.
Yeah, and they've got their own studio, and we've got our own studio, and their studio is really, really brilliant, and ours is made out of wood.
I love that. Oh, God.
Right, then.
You need another bed.
I need another bed, don't I? This is, one day, this is all going to be much easier, and I don't want to use that one yet, and I don't want to... Right, this might work on this one. Yeah, that one that I played at five times the speed.
Oh, the Poco nonsense.
Yeah, that's not Poco, it's Microscope.
Oh, mate. Right.
He's very keen to make that very clear.
Also.
Thank you very much, Microscope.
That.
And you can, of course, find Microscope on MySpace somewhere.
Brilliant.
Okay. So they've set up Turtle Talk Nonsense.
Right? Treat Tony Nicely.
Treat Tony Nicely. TTN, Treat Tony Nicely. And quite frankly, Treat Tony Nicely was getting a little bit spiteful towards me. And last week I said they'll probably end up being a profile called Spank Tony Like a Bitch.
Yeah.
And guess what? There is.
There is.
There is. Someone set up myspace.com/Spank Tony Like a Bitch. Now, it's only got one friend so far, me.
Yeah.
Because there's this other one. Now, I do strongly recommend that everyone in the world joins Spank Tony Like a Bitch. Just for the fucking laugh of it, right?
Which, honestly, I'm not adverse to that myself. Well, so, no. Yeah, go for it.
But Spank Tony Like a Bitch, it should say, if you're a boy... No, Spank Tony Like a Bitch are the adversaries of Treat Tony Nicely.
Correct.
But there's this new one.
Isn't there?
That some very nice chap has started. That's called Paul Really Is the Cooler Kid. Abbreviated to
Prick
Faction. P-O-I-C-K. Paul Really Is Cooler Kid. And that's got quite a lot of interest. Quite a few people have joined that. Thank you so much
it's
for that.
It's growing at a phenomenal
so
rate.
So we'll see what happens there. And we'll see what happens whether they... the fractions break out into fighting on our MySpace dedicated Punky Ohms group.
Thing is, neither one of them's against the other. Or they shouldn't be.
Well, no, but that's the problem. Treat Tony Nicely have been a little bit fucking aggro.
Have they?
You need to keep them. You need to keep your fans under control, Tone. They're wild cards.
I'll go in there and calm down the waters.
They're wild cards. Now, there is one other profile that I'd like to talk to you about this week, and that's my one, Paul B. Edwards.
Yes.
MySpace.com/PaulB_Edwards. It's on our MySpace top 20 thing of me. It's really for my comedy business, but I am going to be doing, if you let me, Tony.
Yes.
The same way that we do the 3-minute preview on our thing.
Okay.
I might do a weekly little 3-minute.
Oh, that's
Is
fine.
That possible, yeah.
We could do that in the Punky Bunker.
We can do
it's made of wood.
In the Punky Bunker. Made of wood. Now, what was interesting there, Tony, was that you were just knocking the side of the thing there, and I was knocking my mighty berserker. Feel free to join that. Bear in mind, there's not going to be a lot to do with Punky Radio on there, but there will be some of my stand-up comedy stuff. There's
a video on this, quite good,
a video up there, and there'll be some songs up there. There's another video to go up there as well.
Oh, cool.
Right then, we need to get on with Clito.
Okay.
Everybody needs to get on with Clito. Let's see how. So, once a month, Ruby Bresnott, again one of our MySpace friends, and General Lunatics from the West Coast, goes to an enormous amount of trouble for this show for no money. It's really nice of her.
Yeah.
It's really nice. And this week she's got a new video that we've just put up on the MySpace profile that's just an advert for us.
Have you watched it?
Yeah. I watched it today. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And she does a monthly horoscope video, and we're getting that in a couple of days, aren't we, or something?
Yes, we are.
And she also does, for pure punky pleasure, Ruby Bresnott's Clito Goes Britto astrological horoscope. And this one is for the month of September. And if I just play this, it should stop the other one, shouldn't it?
Well, let's find out.
This is exciting. Go on, Rubes.
Oh.
Yeah, excellent.
Oh, yes! Ruby Bresnott here, a.k.a. a Clito the non-clairvoyant. Of course, it's all rubbish. That's why I come from India and I have an English accent. Oh, yes, we gathered here today for the Virgo Virgins. Only if you want to be, of course. And your September horoscope, astrology, a great period for buying some extra sexual lubricant for your love life, sex appeal, and charisma. The energy alone is liable to break some bed springs. Oh, it's a rubbish! Not to mention leaving a bald spot on your Papa Bona partner now, isn't it? Now, as for business, try to avoid signing any contracts. Not even a simple blowjob for that next level up on your career could possibly be a freebie for that matter, and we wouldn't want the humiliation now, would we? Oh, it's a rubbish! And a travelling trip that I do see in the future may even go a little haywire. Especially if you're cheating on that old wife of yours. Your chances of bumping into your fat-ass sister-in-law is a big factor there. Oh, it's so rubbish, and you wouldn't want that to happen, now would you? On the other clean-free hand, that is, whether it's small or big, Mercury retrograde periods and not your menstrual cycle either. Oh, it's a very time to go throughout the month of September to finish any of your old projects or actions that you may have that's been left over. Speaking of which, I think I must wrap all this Virgo's Virgin horoscope astrology stuff before Paul and Tony scream out goopa goopa and beat my clito ass out of here. Oh, it's so rubbish. Oh, only with Ruby Bresnott, Clito the non-clairvoyant, and her horoscope. Please don't be too alarmed by it. I'm only trying to be quite friendly.
Absolutely bananas. Absolutely bananas. I just like the end there. She says, please don't be too alarmed. I'm only trying to be quite friendly.
Oh, dear.
See, look, I am getting the grips with these beds. That'll be a bit loud, Tone. Do you want me to turn down from here?
It's all right, I'm on it.
You're on it, mate. I'm getting quite good with these beds. The CDs, we're fucking up. That might sound a bit weird because we are going to have to edit that bit, aren't we?
We're going to do that in post.
We're going to do it. We're going to post it to her.
We are a band.
We're going to post this to every single listener. Right, so it's time for a bit of genuine content, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay. Well, what can we talk about?
Is it? No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No, we're going to do the content next. This new studio, man, it must be the vibes in the wood and
yeah.
Ruby Breastnut and all that. They make me go a bit weird.
It's all that bark.
It is, yeah. It's all that bark. We should have thought of that when we thought, if we make a studio out of a tree, what will we have to worry about? Yeah, sap, yeah, leaves,
yeah.
Roots, yeah, wood, yeah.
Oh, bark. Fuck, bark. Every time with a bark.
Turd cutters. So, should we do the next song?
Let's do it.
Let's do the next song, because you're on a bit of a roll here, aren't you? It's Tony 2, Internet 1.
Yes.
Monkey Fist. Played Monkey Fist a few weeks ago. Monkey Fist are not a punk band. We don't want you to email in saying, why did you play Monkey Fist? That's metal or whatever. We fucking know it is. We also think they're fucking brilliant.
And it's metal with a punk... they're all punk fans, aren't they?
It's punk metalcore.
Punk metalcore.
Punk metalcore. They're fucking great. The album's called Between the Lines. You can find out more about them on their MySpace, which will be on our top 24, whatever it is. And they have a website, Tony, which you probably know, do you? Do you know this website?
Yeah. Is it monkey-fist.co.uk?
No.
Isn't it?
Get rid of the hyphen, fella.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Monkeyfist.co.uk.
I know their MySpace is monkeyfist metal.
Don't care. I haven't asked you about their MySpace. In
I
fact...
I was trying to give bonus points. In fact... To reclaim myself.
Minus one for showing off.
Shit.
No, so what is it so far then? What would that make it?
That'll, 2-2.
That's 2-2, isn't it?
Yeah.
So far, mate, you got Desmond.
Love.
We'll have to... Oh, the next track's going to be a tiebreaker then.
Ooh.
Cool.
We couldn't have planned it better.
So look, this is from their album, Between the Lines, band of Monkey Fist. We've seen them loads of times. They live around us. They're really good friends.
Yeah.
Their drummer, Carl, is also the drummer in our band, The Chavs.
The Chavs,
and
yeah.
They genuinely rock. And what I've done here, Tone, with this remote control that we found in amongst the bushes outside the tree.
That's made of wood as well.
Right. It's on pause, right?
Ah.
No, it's on actual... paws of a woodland creature.
Oh, got you. Nice. And I'm that beaver.
I just have to tap it on the head and say, you're sick in the mind.
fist, monkey fist, monkey fist, monkey fist, monkey fist.
That's what the fans shout. They do as well. They've got some brutal fans. Brutal music, brutal band, brutal fans. We did used to have their lead guitarist, the bearded Medusa, was in our band as well, but we had to sack him for someone better, didn't we, Tony?
Yeah, we did.
Who was that then?
Me.
Yep. All right, so we're in a new studio. We have discussed this. We haven't discussed why we're in a new studio.
No.
We have ended our association with the radio station where I've spent the last
two and a half years
and you've spent the last year broadcasting every Monday night a fabulous three-hour radio show that is ours called Punk and Disorderly.
Yes.
That came to an abrupt end Tuesday morning about 11:30.
The morning after.
The morning after.
Last week.
First phone call of the day and, well, basically we were sacked.
Yes, we were.
For personal reasons that I'm not necessarily going to go into now, but I think we might tell the story one day.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was a bit bad. It was a bit bad, wasn't it?
It was yes. So we had a bit of a rush around, a bit of panic.
We had a bit of a rush around.
Digging holes in the woods.
The thing is, we'd suspected that this was going to happen for a few weeks, hadn't we?
We smelled it coming, didn't we?
We did smell it. We actually smelt it coming.
Yeah. I can smell a firing coming up.
Yeah. So we'd already gone to lengths.
To set up the punky bunker. It's a big hole to dig.
But we thought we were going to have a bit more than 5 days.
Yeah.
So we had done, and you've worked really hard, man, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because this has all worked out okay, hasn't it? I think. Yes. Anyway, I mean, we haven't.
I think so. So far, we've only made a couple of mistakes.
Well.
And it's not going to sound as professional as normal, but hey.
This week won't. And that brings me on to the Podcast Peer Awards.
Yes.
If you are a podcaster and you are listening to this show, if you've listened before, you'll know it does normally sound a little bit tighter than this. If you're listening for the first time, please give us the benefit of the doubt and listen to next week's show as well, because we should have sorted things out a bit more by then. But we won't be in the Punky Bunker for about a month, will we? But when we do...
This is the temporary bunker.
But when we do, we are going to take pictures.
Oh, yes.
We're going to
take some pictures in here, actually.
Yeah, I know, it's great.
Yeah.
It is, at best, it's like something that John Logie Baird might have worked with.
Definitely.
Yeah, but thank you very much to Uncle Weto for letting me use the studio, basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
My business partner.
Uncle Weto.
Yes.
Only you, Manly Tony Kitten Bloodhern, have a business partner called Uncle Weto.
Who wears shorts, no matter what the weather.
Who wears shorts.
Snowing.
Whatever the weather.
He'll be wearing shorts.
I say,
strange man.
I say, there's a blizzard out there, and there goes Uncle Weto in his ski shorts.
In his shorts, with sandals on.
In his ski shorts. So, yeah, Podcast Peer Awards. We are very flattered. We're in the last five.
You can actually go back to some old episodes, which might sound a bit more professional.
Yeah,
if you are listening
for
the first time, check back a couple of episodes.
If you go to iTunes, there's our last 10 shows on iTunes. In fact, you've got a couple of iTunes reviews, haven't you?
I do.
Do you want to read them out?
I can do. So, these are from the US iTunes. If you do have iTunes and you haven't reviewed us yet, please do. 5 stars only, please. Gives a nice review. Very nice.
We've not made it back into their top 100, have we?
No.
Wah! Wah! Wah!
No, not yet.
Oh, right, fair enough.
Yeah. But hopefully, if you're in the US and you've not subscribed, it still works in the bunker, made
on
of wood.
The ball. My mighty berserker.
Okay, first one. From Fur Fry Sex.
Yeah.
Fur Fry Sex. Incredible. Punky Radio has comedy and great punk music. I love
this
show.
Yes, it does.
And I listen to it all the time.
That's excellent.
This has deeply expanded my vocabulary, as well as my taste in music. I wasn't much of a punk fan as all I had to listen to was pop punk.
Oh,
they play real punk.
Pop punk.
The way it is supposed to be. Listen now, or you'll get a one-way ticket to Fishtown.
You will.
Well, why still reading this review? Subscribe now! And that's some Fur Fry Sex.
And another one.
Hold on.
Whoa.
Can I just see that?
Yeah.
I think it's German. Fur Fry?
Oh, wow. Fur Fry Sex. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But I just got one concern there.
Okay.
What's that line that says, I listen to Punky all the time? Is that there? I listen to Punky
I love this show and listen to it all the time.
Yeah, don't listen to it all the time. Get out, meet people.
Get out, meet girls, they're lovely.
Yeah,
apparently.
Tone, I think it's best I give him that advice.
Yeah,
not good point.
Never know, might happen. Another one.
All right.
Get Punked. The Punky Radio Podcast is a show that will electrify the bolts for your neck. Each week, Paul and Tony slam dance your ears with stories, foreign accents, insanity, and the best punk music you're unlikely to hear anywhere else.
Very true.
I don't know about the accents.
Yarr.
baby fridge.
That's all I can do. Not for the kiddies or your parents, unless you're looking to be disinherited. If you're looking for an all-out assault on your ears by two experts of the trade...
Hey, that's us.
...then Punky Radio should be in your
podcatcher.
Although
you wouldn't think so this week.
No, but some Eclectic Mix.
Thank you, Eclectic Mix.
Thank you very much.
Very, very kind of you indeed. And Mr. Tony will return the favour on US iTunes because I can't.
You're on the UK iTunes,
if I can find, if I can find Eclectic Mix on UK iTunes, I will do a review for you as well, sir.
I will do one as well for the US because I'm on the US one.
Do that, because they're a really good show, and they nearly got through to the finals of podcast peer awards as well.
We did, didn't we? In the music category.
Yeah, we were up against them, and I am sorry that they didn't make it through. In my opinion, they're better than one or two of the podcasts that did. Now, yes, podcasters, please vote for us. We're doing all right at the moment, and it's kind of enough to reach that point, the last five, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
I think we should start set corners of the finalists, the Podcast Peer Award or something. We need a badge or a
banner. We are finalists, Podcast Peer Awards 2006. So let's leave it right there because our listeners who aren't anything to do with that are going to be bored shitless,
that's
just realised.
Yeah. What else we got?
I've got nothing.
No.
I was gutted getting sacked, you know.
It's not nice, is it?
It wasn't nice. It could have been. Yeah. I think it could have been dealt with a bit better than it was.
We didn't get a farewell show.
That should have happened this evening.
This evening, yeah.
They didn't trust us not to say something naughty on air.
No.
I mean, I can see their point.
Yeah.
I suppose.
I think we would have done, wouldn't we?
I think we'd have said something very naughty on air. What I think is a shame, though, is that tin pot little station that we only had about 3,000 listeners for the show.
Yeah.
Sacked us, tried to sack us from our podcast as well.
Yeah.
Which has got five or six times the listeners that the proper fucking radio show did.
I love that. How can they sack us from our podcast?
Yeah, you're sacked. You're sacked from your radio show and you're sacked from your podcast. You can't sack me from my podcast. It's an independent production that we fucking own. Oh, should we play the last
what
song, man?
It's like
we're only going to get upset. Aren't we?
We are.
And 2.5 years.
And getting
my
life's
work. I just want so much work for that show. The good news is that a lot of the record labels that used to send us stuff to that show are still going to send us stuff anyway for Punky.
Yep.
That is brilliant. That shows how far this show's come. I'm really chuffed. We are recognised by the proper radio media as being a proper radio show.
Nothing's going to stop Punky now.
Nothing's going to stop us now. Nothing's going to stop us now. Oh, except maybe a big berserker of my turd cutter. All right,
then. That would do it. You're
let's
right.
Let's play the last song then.
Okie Kokie.
Monkey Bones.
All the way psychobillies.
All the way from Russia via Berlin.
Nice.
Check out the Hoopy Froos. Look at the picture, Tone. I know.
Nice.
What a great picture.
Yeah.
This band know how to rock. This band could walk through any neighbourhood and you would just think to yourself, Miami Vice just got a stand-up bass. Absolutely brilliant. And we're playing the very last track and on their album, which is called Catch 14.
Catch 14.
Yeah, that was four or five films before Catch 22.
Oh, I see. A bit of a Peace Academy kind of series.
I think so, anyway.
Nice.
And the lead singer, Take the Shades Off, I think that might be Bill Murray.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
In Reservoir Dogs.
They're a fucking great band. We played them a few times, and when we asked you for what are your favourite songs that we've played, your favourite bands we've played on the show for our first anniversary show,
yeah,
Monkey Bones were up the top of the list, but I wanted to save them for the Monkey Special, which I'm doing now. I would like to dedicate this song to the evil Sir Guy of Gisborne, who is responsible for our sacking from the radio show, and this is called Lies, but I think there's fucking lies in it somewhere.
On judgment day we'll meet the angels, hallelujah. The last one's gonna be the first. The pub is popped and we are not. Hasta la vista, baby. We're gonna hit the holy road. And every day I realize all I want to say. Just a lie, just a lie. And every day I realize all I want to say. The fucking lies. I told ya. So send your money to the preachers, hallelujah. Get your salvation for a buck. Support the water
go to church to pray for peaceful planet. I'm sure your Lord will watch your back. And every day I realize all I want to say, just a lie, just a lie. And every day I realize all I want to say are fucking lies. Such a beautiful world, such a beautiful people, such a craziness and happiness. I'm gonna kick that ass and break it, and so, yeah, I'm gonna live it all alone.
It's the end of our first ever show in the Punky Bunker.
Punky Bunker.
Do you think we could have the cunts a little bit, just a little bit louder, Tone? Oh, no. Hold on.
Maybe not.
No. Oh, yeah, but I can probably turn it up from here if I remember which thing is here, can't I? And that might help.
Yeah, turn that baby up.
Yeah, that's nicer. Hey, right, so this was going to be the dry run for this show, wasn't it?
Yeah, we thought we'd just test it.
We thought we'd better test the kit. We've never tested the kit before.
No.
This is, I say, brand new. This has all been carved out of wood this afternoon by Uncle Weto. And we've managed to do it, haven't we?
He's whittled it.
We've done it in one go.
Yeah. This is the test.
It's been Weto whittled, and the test is the show that's going out live.
Weto whittled.
It's been
Weto
whittled, yeah. So, listen, right, make sure that you visit podriot.com for the other shows that are in the same, our gang, they're in our gang, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're all really good, and a few of them are up for Podcast Peer Awards, not that you'd know if you're not a podcaster, but just trust me, they're good shows, give them a listen. Also, go to Podcast Alley and vote for us. Easiest way to do that is
go to punkyradio.com, go to the top of the page and click on the important Please Read link.
And we would really like you to. That's
please
something
do.
You run of the mill. Yes, you do count, listeners.
You do count.
Listeners. Also, our forums are going to be ending. We're just going to be doing the MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace group.
We're just going to do the MySpace group, yeah, because now that we haven't got
a radio
show. Our show, which the forums are really for, we might as well bin these ones off as well. Subscribe to us at iTunes if you can.
Yes, and if you can review us, please do. Five stars. Get us noticed a bit if you can.
Yeah. And MySpace, go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. From there, you will find all the bands that we've had on this week. Monkey Island, Rock and Roll Monkey and the Robots, Secret Agent Men, Monkey Fist and Monkey Bones. You'll also find my own personal profile, the alcohol profile, the blowjobs profile. Thank you very much to the blowjobs.
Blowjobs are great.
And all the profile. I will stick all the profiles on of our various factions and fractions. Thank you ever so much, everyone who's been listening to the show over the last year. There might be a few technical hitches over the next few weeks while we sort out the new studio, but we're not going anywhere.
No, nope.
They can kick us, but they can't get rid of us. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.